Sundays, 5 till 7 p.m.
Breakdown. This is Sally Shapiro. The
Breakdown. This is Vanity Fairy. The
Breakdown. This is Brody Chandler. The
Breakdown. I am Pictish Trail.
This is Meishi Meishi. The
Breakdown. This is Catherine Joseph. The Breakdown.
This is Dan Mangan. The
Breakdown. And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Breakdown here on Sheffield Live. Jen is hastily putting her headphones on across the desk from me. Hello, Jen.
Hello. That song finished before I was expecting.
You were enjoying it so much.
I was into it.
Blondshell. I keep saying, I've said blonde redhead twice and it's clearly not them. It's Blondshell.
Blondshell, yeah. Heart has to work so hard. And yeah, Blondshell shared that new single, her first new music since her critically acclaimed album, If You Asked for a Picture. And there was a companion release to that as well, Another Picture. And yeah, it came out this week. It deals with the fallout of a fractured friendship and it arrives along the announcement of her biggest headline tour to date. That will be across North America from October before heading to the UK and Europe, including the O2 Ritz in Manchester on the 12th of December.
Excellent. We are going to have a double album of the week this week. I've not mentioned that.
No.
Okay. News and it's to going me. To be one album which only contains 7 songs.
Yeah.
And one album which contains 20 songs. So that is going to happen this afternoon. But before that, we have. Well, we've got plenty of other stuff to announce for this week. I can see on your list you've got some Chloe Slater, Mr. Scruff, Hunter as a Horse, Earth Eater. I have got music from So much. West Side Cowboy, Panic Shack, Maisie Peters, Eka Vandal, Lower Town, Ed O'Brien's new album is out, Widow Speak, Howday, Opus King. There's too much, Jen. So we better get on with your next one. And you're here, so Blood Red Shoes must be played. Is that a contractual obligation?
I think it's nearly contractual. Okay. It's either got to be them or Slater Kinney. So. And there's no new music from Slater Kinney at the moment, so Blood Red Shoes it is.
And this track, Dead Air, I wasn't aware of this one.
So there wasn't a show last week, so this came out in the week preceding. 12th of May, it's a new single, Dead Air, a brand new song that they wrote for the soundtrack of Directive 8020, which is a new cinematic sci-fi horror adventure game from the game developers Supermassive Games. The duo stepped out of recording sessions for their 2022 album, Ghosts on Tape, to release it. And yeah, it will be the second recent single from Blood Red Shoes, who will be on tour in October, playing at Gorilla in Manchester on the 28th.
Good to know. I'm going to follow this with something from the album, which would have been Album of the Week last week, from Genesis Owusu. And then we'll be back with the first part of this week's double Album of the Week. Blood Red Shoes first.
I don't know when this will end. You are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live. Sheffield Live.
Absolutely.
Even when the party's over.
Apologise, Mr. Owusu.
He had more to say.
I did have more to say. And I just wanted to say that he definitely would have been the album of the week last week had we not all been off the Get Together, because the third record by Genesis Owusu, and the first for 3 years, it's called Red Star Woo and the Worldwide Scourge, is top to bottom a fantastic record. You just heard from it one of the very few songs on it that we can play without radio edits, running out of time, but the whole record is great. Lady Hawk makes a great appearance on there.
Oh wow.
Yes, Jen, listen to it.
Yeah, I haven't yet.
Everyone else. Before was Blood Red Shoes getting there. Well, will that be... Hold on, you had a look at Blood Red Shoes, didn't you? Are they into their 30s now for plays on the Breakdown?
I'm not sure. I didn't think, preparing for this show, to check out stats on plays.
I'll do that in a minute.
Yeah.
But this next one, and the first album of the week, is a new artist.
Yeah. So I heard a track from this earlier in the year, and it was one of those ones where it started playing when I was nearly at the end of the journey in my car, and I pulled up at home and I had to stay in the car on the driveway to listen to the rest of the song. So it's been an album I'm looking forward to. It's by Max Winter. It's called Like the Season. Max Winter is a composition graduate from Trinity Laban Conservatoire of Music and Dance in London, and he's toured as a guitarist in Nourished by Time's live band and is also one third of Thread. This week he released, as I said, Like the Season. It's a genre-hopping, seven-track collaborative mixtape of deconstructed alt-pop, ambient techno, rap, pop, jazz and experimental classical compositions. So it's a real mixed bag. It's really, really good. And so I've got two different tracks from it. The first one is Candlelight, and this features Asher Lorenz from Sorry, Rail and Will Lister.
I'm going to double this with the other album of the week.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Be a surprise. People will know from the voice as soon as they hear him.
I think you will do.
Yeah.
To my shirt off, head lost, I said love, waiting on you. You didn't take long to bring it on, I'm alone, you should've known.
Life's like a trick, don't let it get away. Life's like a trick, it's close to trick.
I got real choice. It takes a second to live a life of me.
From the me and greed, the bright flames bite, then kisses. Belly bottomless, guilt to steel, dust to dust. Are you ready for the revolution? Once more in and out of body, one kiss in and out of suction. I lick like candlelight, my love I'm burning too. I hope that's alright. Curtain calls a fire hazard, so let's never close the drapes on this. Who marked out this dance for us? I'm all lips and teeth, you're all flesh and bone. When we're through, you wanna eat, and my eyes are black as coal. There's gotta be more to this. Switching roles, not always playing sticks and stones. Sometimes more is less. Not all muscles are flexing hard. Not all.
There's a second for your heaven. There's a silver thorn beyond your. I can't.
I want more, switching universes, switching roles. Same old, feel like less. Not all muscles are flexing hard, not all pits are bottomless. This rap shit got me feeling like a brand new BM. Lose value out the dealership, got hyenas trying to pick me like a stem. Somebody tell my people, this shame they need to be hot. Love you always, miss you a lot.
The Breakdown, album of the week.
Calendar spun on the push by the moon.
So double album of the week this week, and you've just heard a double from both of those albums. Max Winter was first, a track from the 7-track record, a snippet of an album, I'd say, but a beautiful one. Did we hear, were you right, I heard the vocals of the, sorry.
Yes, Ashley Lorenz, yeah. Yes. Sorry. Yeah. Yes,
very notable vocalist. A very notable vocalist on the second band as well. That was obviously Future Islands. And I was not expecting to be wanting to play two tracks from a Future Islands album this afternoon. But I listened to four from the new record, From a Hole in the Floor to a Fountain of Youth this morning. And to a one, everyone was excellent. That was Pinocchio. And there's going to be one more track from that record, which has 20 songs on it. So they kind of balance each other out.
They do. They average out as one normal album.
One normal album later on in the show. We're going to go to Arab Strap now. We both independently brought this.
Yep.
You said that, can I do my fader skills?
Yeah. I asked how confident you would be on it because there are two very distinct words in the fourth verse.
Yep. We don't need to. Steve has done a radio edit for us.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
Very good, Steve. Thank you very much. So UUU is the comeback track. Actually,
been
away for a couple of years now. A
couple of years, and it's a celebration of the band being 30 years old this year.
They've got dates in October, playing at Leeds Assembly Rooms, I think.
They are, on the 15th of October, and they're playing in Manchester on the 13th of October, and that will be touring a new album, Half Told Tales, which is out on the 4th of September. And about this single, they said it's an attempt to remind themselves and hopefully others that the world's not full of awful people and that there are hundreds, thousands, millions of us out there who are all dealing with the same worries every day.
That's good to know.
I know, a bit reassuring, maybe.
To keep my pains in fear. I reach for a hand, and I've got you, 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 I've got you, 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 I've got you.
What a track.
It's very good, isn't it? Nice to have them back.
Just seeing how many albums they've had now, Arab Strap.
I'm going to say 10.
Okay, so the new one, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The new one will be their 9th record, so you're allowed that.
One out.
Yeah, one out. And that's going to come out on the 4th of September on Rock Action Records, Half Told Tales. Okay, treble 7 time, Jen, for you.
It is, yeah. We did a bit of jiggling about, so I'm having to scroll about my notes here. Yeah, I'm going to do a 3 new artists treble 7. Going to kick off with 2XT and K-Flay. Special Feelings is the debut 10-track electronic album by 2XT. It's the side project of K-Flay, formed with her friend Jason Suito while she was recovering from surgery last year. The album was released on the 15th of May, and the track you're going to hear at the start of the treble 7 is called Why Hesitate, and I'll tell you about the other two when we come back.
Ruminate, no. Body liberate, pushing on the pace, go. Pressure resonates, simmer never waits, so. Moving out. Let it detonate, lights emanate, blow. Spike the lemonade, space is a place, go. Try turning off, fly, turn your mind off. Seminate, blow. Why hesitate, pause, ruminate, no. Body liberate, pushing on the pace, go. Pressure resonates, simmer never waits, so. Till I haven't said the poison, never feel the venom, blood rushing, last touching volume in 11. New obsession is a prison, it's a button that I'm pressing. I've been, whew, on cloud 9, feeling like a million, it's about damn time. I'm a Scorpio, a Titan portico, with an immortal flow. Now can you match my high?
I've been doing a minute, passing quicker than a millisecond. Till I haven't said the poison, never feel the venom, blood rushing, last touching volume in 11. New obsession is a prison, it's a button that I'm pressing. I've been, whew.
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
Quick, don't they, them treble sevens?
I wonder why.
Amazing. So that was my treble seven for today of three new artists. First off, you heard 2XT, the new side project from K-Flay, and a track called Why Hesitate. After that, you heard a track called Running by Irked. They are a Newcastle upon Tyne garage punk quartet, and they released their debut album, The Grievance, on the 1st of May. They'll be playing at CADS in Sheffield on 20th of July, if you want to go check them out. And then ending with a total banger there, you heard Zep and a track called Again and Again. Zep is a Dutch musician, drummer and band leader known for his work in electronic dance music and live performances with his project Zep and Friends. He started on a kid's drum kit and then formed his own band age 13, later studied drums at the Conservatory of Amsterdam, and he released the album No Enemies on 8th of May.
Why, thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Okay, I'm not going to exercise my longest song of the day right now, but I'm going to play something from friends of the show who we've played before, a band from Edinburgh called The Years Shall Run. And, Chris from the band is an excellent human being and an excellent musician as well. He told me a couple of weeks ago that they had a new single out called September Rush and asked, said if there was a possibility that we could play it. And I said, listen to it. And I went, yeah, absolutely. So I think it's the first music from the band for, over a year's time. But this new track is really, really good. So I've put it onto the zip drive. So let's see if this worked.
Peace. Fingers crossed.
This is September Rush.
Sudden rush, adrenaline to my mind, making the connections. See the story taking shape. Sudden rush, ecstasy won't erase. 5 years ago, you were a scorched out from the world, but no.
Well done, Chris, and the rest of the year shall run. I'm reading from a release that Chris sent me. It's a song about salvaging joy from adversity and creativity from rejection. And it was written in a blast of inspiration one autumn moment. And that's where the name September Rush comes from. That sounded really, really good.
It did, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I've done that. That's been done. And that was, oh, yes, I've got a proper breakdown rush here and a bit of a sweat on in the studio.
It is warm in the studio today.
Well, thank you. The year shall run. One of the unwritten rules of the breakdown is that if both co-hosts bring a song independently, we have to play them. And that's only slipped a couple of times over the years, but it's not going to slip now because we're going to do a double of those such songs.
Yeah, two great songs out this week that we both obviously had to bring.
Did we? Are we going Panic Shack second?
We are.
Yes. Okay. Mary in the Junkyard first. Go.
Mary in the Junkyard. They're getting ready to release their debut album on 3rd of July. There's been a whole load of singles out over the past couple of years, so I was quite surprised to find out that they haven't had an album out yet. But yeah, Role Model Hermit has already given us Crash Landing and Candelabra. Earlier this week, the London trio added a third single called New Muscles. They're on tour in the UK in September, including Leeds Brudenell on the 26th and Manchester Gorilla on the 29th.
This is Broken Chanter. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Don't you have good taste?
Looking high. get up.
Panic Shack, good stuff.
It was very good.
Grin and Bear It, I think it was a song that was a part of their sessions for their last album, but didn't make the cuts, but now they've beefed it up and released it as a single.
That is correct.
Is that what you're going to say?
That's the notes that I've got, that it went through several iterations and narrowly missed the cut for their album. So, yeah, dropped as a standalone single on the 19th.
Yeah, Mary in the Junkyard before. Okay, let's try and get three more into this hour. Panic Shack. Have just been played, so let's play Sweeping Promises now. First track from their new album, You Say I Romanticize, which is out in August. Play your Shooting Shadows, and then something from Howdy.
I
listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Sweeping Promises, Shooting Shadows, and then Howdy. I told you that was going to be coming out, didn't I? Howdy, a new album coming out called Big World, and that was the first single from it called Try, Try, Try. Lovely. Going to finish this hour with something brand new from Get Down Services, I Can't Die Like That, which appeared on Stereo Gum's Top 5 Songs of the Week, and that confused me, but it's a good song. We'll be back on the other side. Of 4 o'clock.
Some froggies in the water, but my hands are big guns. I like the big ones. Line them up to see their froggy guts.
You give me too much rope. I'm gonna kiss the floor like the Pope.
No God, you're too good.